Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's question is, where are you from? And when you start to learn another language, you start to get an understanding and an insight into the worldview that is encapsulated in that language. In Māori, there's a lot of importance on finding out where someone's from and also communicating where you're from. The whole idea is to establish a connection with the person or with the audience in finding out where they're from and communicating where you're from. We may be able to establish a connection with each other based on people and place. And so this might just be the start of the establishment of that connection, asking the question, where are you from? So in Māori we say, no hea koe, or no whea koe. So let's break that phrase down. No is from. We're talking about where something is from, the origin of something. No. Hea or whea is the question word, which means where, which is quite good because it kind of sounds like where. So hea is used quite widely across Aotearoa, New Zealand, but whea is preferred by some iwi, by some tribes. And then koe, you. So going back to the singular pronouns, ahau or au, me, koe, you, ia, he or she. And again, we know whether we're talking about he or she based on the context. Like a lot of phrases in te reo, we follow the same pattern in which we were asked. So we're going to keep the first word in a lot of phrases when we respond. No whea koe, or no hea koe. I'm going to keep no from. I'm going to replace the question word, hea or whea, with the answer. And then, of course, koe, you, is going to change to ahau, me. There's two ways you can answer this question. In Māori, you can talk about place or people. Like I said before, we're looking to establish a connection based on place or people. As a Māori person, I can respond in two ways. I can respond by giving the name of the place that I call home. And this isn't where I live. It may not necessarily be where I live. This is the place that I come from. This is the place where my ancestors have lived for centuries. It's the place where they're buried. It's the place where I belong in this world. And it's up to you to determine where that place is if you are not Māori. As Māori, we affiliate to different tribal groups and we belong to different places within those tribal territories. So it's up to you to determine if you're not Māori where home is for you. That might be the place where you live, or it might be the place where you grew up. So you're giving the name of that place, replacing the question word with the name of that place. Myself, I'm from a marae, a small area in the North Island of New Zealand called Te Kōpua. So I could say, no Te Kōpua ahau. I'm from Te Kōpua. I could also, like I said before, talk about my people. And I'm going to say, I'm from a certain tribe if I do that. The name of my iwi, my tribe, is Ngāti Maniapoto. So when asked the question, no hea koe, I could say, no Ngāti Maniapoto ahau. So responding with a place, no hea koe, no Te Kōpua ahau. I'm from Te Kōpua. Responding with my tribal group, my iwi, nō hea koe, nō Ngāti Maniapoto, ahau, I'm from Ngāti Maniapoto. If I step outside of New Zealand, I might say I'm from Aotearoa, the Māori name for New Zealand. Nō hea koe, nō Aotearoa, ahau. So think about the place where you call home. If that place doesn't have a Māori name, check out maoridictionary.co.nz and see if there's one in there. Nō reira. Therefore, I ask you, nō hea koe?